Welcome, everybody, to the Infinite Scale podcast. My name is James Vickery. I'm the CEO of Benchmark 365. We're running a special series for the podcast due to the COVID-19 pandemic and trying to share some ideas for MSPs to get through what is really an unprecedented global crisis. And I'm very excited to have with me today Mr. Mark Copeman. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. So Mark is an entrepreneur, author, event host, and speaker. He's written a very popular book for MSPs called Help Desk Habits, and he's about to launch his new book, MSP Secrets Revealed. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, Mark, and we'll get into some questions.
The new book, yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. And the main reason is because, you know, none of it's my own work, James. It's by people that really know what they're talking about. Not strictly true. I spent about 6 months bringing together 101 anecdotes, stories, sort of gems of inspiration, I hope. And that spans right the way across from sales, marketing, process, recruitment, you name it. And it's turned into something quite wonderful, really, just because of the, you know, nearly 90 people contributed. And I've sort of brought it together. So my hope is delivery times and print times are a little bit slower than normal at the minute. But my hope is come middle of May, that will be available on Amazon, Kindle and paperback. And yeah, I'm really excited to get it out into the world finally. And thank you too for your contribution. You're one of the stars.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And I would think there will be no delays because it's an essential item. Mark, we need to get that out to MSPs as soon as possible.
Can I have that as a quote, please? I love it.
So I've checked out Help Desk Habits. I haven't had a chance to read MSP Secrets Revealed just yet because it hasn't hit our shores. But when I think about all the stuff you're doing, Mark, you're a subject matter expert on customer success. That's how I'd sum you up. And my question is maybe a doozy to start with is, what does customer success look like in a crisis?
Well, I guess it looks like customer success not in a crisis. I think businesses who completely change the way that they talk to customers, their customer service ethos in times like this, compared to normal times, whatever that may look like, I think is a mistake. I think actually it's about, you know, demonstrating who you are as a business, you know, consistently. And I would hope that, you know, everybody who's going through these issues at the moment, they're hopefully behaving as they have done. You know, those underlying principles in theory shouldn't change. I think some of the specific tactics might, and I'm sure we'll chat about that in a moment. But for me, the values of a business and those underlying principles, whether in crisis or out of crisis, should actually be the same.
That's a really good point. And I think what you're referring to there is that there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions going on. There's a lot of like crazy communications coming out every day from vendors about what we're doing about COVID and how we're responding to the crisis. And for a lot of businesses, it's just becoming noise. And we kind of just want to know that you're there and that you're there to help us. But other than that, we just want to get on with our jobs. And I think our MSP customers are feeling the same.
I agree. And if you think back, probably 3-4 years ago with the whole GDPR thing, and everybody got so sick of yet another GDPR email. And I think it's died down a bit now, to be fair, but the COVID-19 emails were starting to become a similar thing. And you were starting to learn the names of CEOs of companies that you'd barely even heard of. And I think it's a really important point. I think when it comes to communicating in times like this, you know, the constant email blast of, you know, we're doing this, or can we help, or, you know, here's a new service for you, just aren't going to get rid of. They're just not appropriate. And I think for me, if you're an MSP of, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 customers, the communications, and I'm sure much of this has gone on already, it's got to be personal. It's all about picking up the phone and having conversations. And, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, I don't think behavior should necessarily change. And I stand by that. But the one tactic, I guess, you know, I personally have done is just, and I guess this is consistent with my behaviors, I would hope, but is actually just to get in touch with people perhaps you wouldn't normally get in touch with. And just to say, you know, hope you guys are okay, you know, everything all right. Not to sell them something, you know, not to try and push something on them, but, you know, just checking in, just hope you're okay and everyone around you is okay. And, you know, some WhatsApp messages, whatever it may be. And I think that personal touch is what's needed in times like this.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time on Benchmark 365, but we have an MSP in Australia too. And I found the things that are cutting through is just picking up the phone and talking to a business owner as a colleague, as a fellow business owner, not as an IT guy. And just asking them, how are things with you? What's going on? Is there anything we can do for you that's not necessarily to sell you a solution? It's just to really, really be there for them. And I found the emails that are cutting through are the ones that are just personalized from me without the branding and the banners and the bits. It's just a personalized email to say, how are you doing?
People have long memories, James. And, you know, we will get through this. I don't think we'll be through it in a month or 2 months or 3 months. And I think the new normal, whatever that becomes, isn't a reality for me until, you know, January next year. I think the rest of this year is going to be turmoil. I don't think people will be getting on international flights for a very, very long time, as an example.
No.
And so people have long memories. And for me, this is about building and creating trust during times like this. And people will remember back when things do start to become normal, when people do need a solution, a service. You know, they'll remember the little touches, the moments of warmth. You know, we'll perhaps talk about empathy as well, you know, and I think it's that trust building, which longer term may result in sales and business, but thinking about that right now for me is wrong. Build trust, do the right thing would be my sort of guiding advice to this sort of situation.
Such a good point. Such a good point. And so we're at the 9th of April today, and I tend to agree that at least the next few months, people keep talking about this being the new normal. This isn't the new normal. This is the free fall where everybody's on quicksand and trying to figure out what it is that they're going to do about the situation. I think the new normal is when things tend to settle down. We, you know, I hate to talk in dramatic terms, but when we hit the bottom, you know, you hit the bottom of the economic market, you hit the bottom of, you know, these businesses didn't kind of make it through and these businesses did. That's the new normal. And that's when things start to ramp up again and we start to, you know, maybe get a bit more on the front foot in growing our businesses. But right now it's all about retention, you know, and retention of relationships. Yeah. You talked about empathy, and I actually made a quick note here that we've talked a lot from a business owner perspective, you know, reaching out to our customers. What about guys that are on the help desk? What are some ways that they can maybe show a little bit of additional empathy to end users that are maybe feeling a bit frustrated, vulnerable, having a bit of a hard time right now? Are there any tips that you've got for those guys?
Yeah, I do. Empathy is such an important topic, and, you know, I talk about it in the work that I do quite a lot. And for some people, it's a natural thing. And people somehow naturally know how to, you know, do and write and say the right things at the right time. But for most, and particularly technicians who traditionally have a high IQ and a relatively low EQ, and I know it's wrong to generalize, but that seems to be the general shape, empathy isn't really in the vocabulary. When we started my previous business, Customer Thermometer, we could have been a sort of a faceless software business. And we set out at the very beginning to be that empathetic business, to, you know, to be human. And again, another phrase I use a lot, human customer support, I think is so, so important. And it really, really did work. People were amazed what happens when you start to have those sort of remarkable interactions with customers. And to be very specific then with a tactic here, one of the things I would recommend, which again, we did in that business and it just reaped amazing dividends in the long term, was this one word, and that is remember. Okay, remember the word remember. And what I mean by that is if you as a technician or business owner have a conversation with a customer, you know, how things going are, you know what, you know, my wife's come down, she's ill, she's not great, she's, you know, been in bed the last couple of days. And of course, immediately you're going to show, okay, well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Of course you are, it's a natural human reaction. But here's the thing which for me really sets businesses apart. And this has got nothing to do with business, James, or IT. Put the phone down, make a note in your diary. I'm going to call them back in 3 or 4 days, or I'm going to drop them a quick line. Hi, David, I just wanted to check in, see how your wife was doing. I know she wasn't great. I really hope she's on the mend. Now that is kind of, you know, empathy personified, because it's not just about that moment. It's about you remembering somebody's have a difficult experience. And you know, you can apply that to, oh, it hasn't got to be about illness. Of course not. It can be across all sorts of different things. But that is a wonderful, wonderful tactic, because it shows, and I don't mean it to sound in a sort of a harsh business way, but again, it comes back to doing the right thing, and people will remember that.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the habits. What was that book? How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's one of the, one of the key elements of that book is just having that memory of other people's challenges, needs, names of cousins, siblings, mothers, fathers, all of that sort of stuff. In fact, I just had a LinkedIn message a couple of hours ago from an old customer of ours that sold their business 5 years ago. And she messaged me on LinkedIn. She said, oh, it's really great to see you still in the technology industry. I just thought I'd reach out. And I remembered that 5 years ago, she'd been planning to move to Tasmania, and that she bought a little farm down there, and that she was going to move down to Tasmania. And I remembered that and wrote that back to her. And she said, I can't believe that you remembered that. And when can we catch up? We've got this new business venture and we'd love to get your help and advice on it. So it works. It really works. And it's something that comes kind of naturally to me. But I think if it doesn't come naturally, I think the idea of writing things down and reflecting on it is a really good approach. Good one. Got another question for you, Mark. How can our MSP business owners that are out there listening right now, how can they provide better support to their help desk staff or technical staff during this pandemic?
Who I'm making assumption are all remote right now. Yeah. And that's the big difference. Although, you know, for many businesses, you know, that's normal. You know, people are remote. There's been a huge amount written about this, and it's starting to get a bit boring. Oh, here's a new article and so on and so on. There's three or four things I would recommend here. From my personal experience, I've worked remote for about 15 years, both solo and with a team. There is one particular individual who I would single out as being, you know, a real expert on this stuff. The CEO of Basecamp, I'm sure you've come across, Jason Fried, has talked about remote working for many, many years. And a book I'd recommend is Remote, written by him and DHH, his business partner. They are all over this stuff. They're running all sorts of webinars and best practice stuff, which they practice and have practiced at Basecamp forever, quite frankly. Awesome. So that's a great place to go and get some real specific stuff. For me, I have two or three things. One of them is, this empathy word again, but being empathetic towards your team, in that most people will be on Teams or Slack right now, and that blinking green flashing presence light, be empathetic about that, okay? Don't insist that people are glued to their desks with that green light on showing that they're working, okay? Have some trust. Allow them to switch it off if they've got work to do and they don't want to be bothered. The whole point of those chat systems is, but it's supposed to be asynchronous. So you come back to it 2 or 3 hours later when it's right for you, as opposed to, I need to answer. And that starts to get a bit crazy. So really, and if someone's going out for a walk for an hour, let them, trust them. That's one of the things I would say. The other thing with the research I did and the interviews I did for the new book, a great tip around, video here. It's very easy to get in, have team meetings and have one-to-ones audio only. It's just easier. Mm. And not everyone likes this.
I agree.
However, you learn so much more about somebody when the video is on. You see the whites of their eyes. You see the state of mind. See how they react to your questions. Use video. Not everyone will like it. They'll get used to it. But you learn so much more about the team around you.
Well, there's
some things for you.
It's that highest form of hierarchy of communication, isn't it? There's in person, which we can't do, many of us can't do right now. Then there's face to face by video. Then there's audio. Then there's written. Then there's, you know, so the higher up the hierarchy we can get with human beings, the better. So yeah, that's a really good tip. Really, really good tip. And I think that a lot of MSPs out there, it's disappointing to hear, but a lot of MSPs are seeing a bit of a slowdown right now, Mark. We've spoken with MSPs right around the world, depending on how diversified they are, depending on what their customers are going through, maybe what their country is going through right now. Some MSPs are starting to say, hey, I've actually got a bit of time on my hands now to get things done. What are some things they can do to optimize for customer success moving forward? What are some things that they can just sort of start working on now in preparation for when things get busy again?
And that's a good way of thinking about it. You know, having that when it gets busy again, I like that, James, because it's very, very easy to, you know, to just head downhill here. But you know, it's just a phase. It's a terrible phase, and it's a long lasting phase, but preparing for coming out of it, or even preparing yourself to be in it right now is okay. And there are two or three things I would suggest. And the first one, it's a great opportunity to have a really good look at the, again, this phrase, human customer service, but the automated elements of your help desk. How can you make them more human? And I'll give you a couple of examples. And this, whenever I stand up and present conferences and like, this always gets people taking photos of the slides. Your autoresponder, you fired in a customer's fired in a ticket, you get a response back. Does it look like it comes from a robot, or does it look like it comes from a human being? Make it personal, make it human, use a first name tag, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's possibly the same as the default that's shipped with the system. Go in and change that today. Same with canned responses. They may have been written in 2011, you know. Use this as an opportunity to go through them. Use your team. You know, could we improve these? Are they accurate? Are they in date? But also, are they as personal and friendly as they could possibly be? So push a broom around. Bit of a spring clean, yeah. I think, is really important. Same, there's perhaps just slightly away from the help desk, but it's still customer success. You know, your website, for goodness sake. You know, it's a perfect opportunity. And not just your website, but your web presence. Search for yourself on Google. Look at your Google Business panel there. Look at what comes up on the search results. Could you do something better? Could you optimize that in some way? And then even your website itself, it's the perfect opportunity to reevaluate who you are, because you are what you are online at the end of the day. That's all people know. And if you're not the best person to be looking, because you're probably not, you're too close to it, ask a friend, ask a colleague, shoot me an email. I do this with people all the time. I'll do you a little 10-minute critique and show you what the, you know, where you could potentially be improving. Third thing as well, James, I mean, I would put all of your help desk team through the Help Desk Habits program. Why wouldn't you, for goodness sake, or some form of other training, but use this as an opportunity to upskill your teams, you know, give them some more, improve some of their skills, whether it be around empathy, whether it be around how to write those great responses and so on, and use that as an opportunity to help people to grow.
Mark, it's really good. And there's some good tips in there. So we promised we'd keep this short. We try to keep these ones short for the guys that are out there on the front lines dealing with the pandemic right now. Any last tips or suggestions before we sign off, Mark?
I guess I come back to what I started with. You know, this for me, this particular time, it's all about displaying the right behaviors and having the right values. And whether you do need to change them because they're not right or they weren't right, that may be the case. But I would hope that most people just continue to display those same sorts of behaviors and values. And, you know, it's perhaps even magnified at this particular moment. But be generous, be kind, be helpful to people, I think. And that also applies at any time of the year, but particularly at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think if you do that, like anything in life, you know, the good guys will shine through at the end of the day, and they will succeed. So that's my best advice. Keep doing the right things. And I'm very specific. And I have another venture, which is around fitness. And 3 weeks ago, we started putting out free workouts. So in that particular world that I also mix in. And the response has been unbelievable. We've had 20,000 people do these workouts in the last 7 days, and literally, James, hundreds of messages of thanks. It's resulted in more customers and more members for us. Sure, that's not why we did it. Right. And we didn't expect that to happen, if I'm really honest, and we're going to keep putting them out there. So it's an example of just trying to do the right thing, albeit another industry, but that's my best advice.
So I've been sitting at home eating hot cross buns all day. So I really need to get a link.
You're lucky to get them.
But that's true. That's true. I had to fight someone for a packet of them down at our local supermarket. So I'll have to check out that site. And I think what you're really saying is there's just no room for corporate facade right now. Everybody's in the same boat. So tell people where you're at. You know, it's just as simple as asking someone, how are things going in business? And if they ask you the same question, just be honest about it. No one has a perfect situation right now. Absolutely nobody in the world in business is having a perfect time. So just be honest about it. And that creates a genuine partnership with your customer.
Yeah. I agree.
I really like it. Mark, appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you. If you've got any topics you'd like to talk about, please shoot us an email to hello@benchmark365.com. We'd love to hear from you. And stay tuned. We're going to keep putting episodes out every week while we get through this pandemic together. That's all from me. Bye, guys.
Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to get your own copy of Infinite Scale, just go to benchmark365.com. And if you have any comments, feedback, or suggestions for future podcast episodes, just drop us a line at hello@benchmark365.com. Thanks for listening.